March 13th, Moses Henze.
Yeah, about the slit. I'll tell stories again about it. Yeah, long ago when they make slit, they use this crooked knife on it. Right, right side of, on top of the runners. They just make us cut with this crooked knife. It sure look neat, but I never did try it. This is crazy. It really look neat though. So this run is supposed to be so far apart, like and I don't know why they do that. Is a lot of time when we build sleigh, especially me, when I make sleighs, when this run is too steep, you know, you just have to follow trail a lot of times, you know. But when this run is too straight, you just turn off the trail. Just go anywhere just like that, especially with dogs. It's no good hard on dogs, pulling too hard, because you just go straight, you know. It just didn't lumber. That's how come they make it like this. So your sleigh will just follow the track, you see. Just lumber. And that's how come they use this groove on it. I'll call it groove. That's groove, I think. Just like this. And I never did mix sleigh that way, but I sure like to sometime. Because right now, Snuggle could just pull it anyway, but them days is, we got to have sleigh that follow the trail, you know. And very few people that could mix sleigh that follow runner, sleigh trail, you know. But when I built sleighs, I was not too good on it anyway, but I really try. That's all I got to store about this one.
So is this the top side?
Mm-hmm. This is top side right there.
What's the bottom side look like?
Bottom would be... Bottom is just flat sometimes. But I always make it kind of round on the bottom, just like this, you know. Not really flat. Because when I make it really flat, you know, when I use dogs long, it's just sliding like this.
Uh-huh.
No way to keep it on the tray just like. Because when your sleigh slide around like this, that's when you're going to run into trouble, lose your dog sometimes.
Yeah, you're going to
stop. Yeah, you know, just slide back side, like this. Yeah, and I used to kind of make it round. I mean, yeah, a little bit round, you know, not really square. Because if I do make it square, you know, I'll lose dogs again. I've done it a lot of times. That's the way they make it.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were telling us about rock that you used to get color, to put the color on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that rock around?
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
I got it someplace. Maybe I... Oh, no. My flashlight is
complete.
Right here.
That's is that the thing for working? It's hot though. It's a pretty stone.
I'll get water too. Little bit. I'll clean this one and ask you guys, you could take a picture of it.
Okay.
Wait.
Little bit, this
dry.
Water will dry up and
look at where the rock is. And take a picture of it first and then I'll paint it.
Right.
See how it turned out.
Right. Where did you find this rock?
She found it from down around the bend.
Uh-huh. I set my fist out and I was just walking around on the bar and I saw it. Just think, that's good for souvenir. Mm. So I bring it home and they use it.
What is the name of this rock?
Cheek.
Cheek on our language. Cheek. Cheek.
And what color was it before you put it in the fire?
Well, it looked not really red before I put it in fire. Kind of red anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Little bit. And with that coffee can, you know. and we use fish blood on it. Pour fish blood on this can and throw it just like this, you know, for maybe 2-3 days. I just move it around, you know. And after that I just threw it in a stoop just like that. See? Just the color it got. It's lots of work though. My girl, when she was small, she really wanted to paint with it, huh?
Yeah,
you know, she's. Yeah, she helped me to making the painting that sleigh, because we never paint sleigh like that with rock just long ago, but this is for
museum
old style snowshoes, I mean sled. And so we used this rock that time, and my girl was small that time, but she says she's going to paint it.
Her and Randall. Yeah. It's just fun for them to paint that sleigh.
I got the rag. Right there, see?
Uh-huh.
I'll paint this one a little bit quicker, make it white. Huh? You know, this is their plane long ago. Plane. And once they know how to use this cut like this, you know. They're supposed to have knife on this one. That's only smooth they could make. No newspaper. I mean, sandpaper or anything that they could use. So they're using their knife like this. That was good many years ago before this tools came, you know. This used it like this. Yeah.
When did you go to Wisconsin?
I didn't go, but this woman was buying this sleigh from me.
Oh, so you sent one to Wisconsin.
Yeah. And she wanted that sled for a museum outside, you know. And then I really got stuck to make it though, because I don't really know how they make it. Out long ago, you know, after I found out they had long handlebar on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she wanted it made like the old ones?
Yeah. So, this new sled, what we make right now is, we use lots of bolts and nail on it, you know, to build it. Like, if I'm going to make sleigh myself, that's what I'm going to use. Bolts and nails. But on this sleigh right here, is just straight rope.
Mm-hmm.
No bolts or nothing on it, you know. That's the way they want it.
Does that take a long time?
Yeah, it takes me a long time to make it, because every hole you make on the stick is you have to go through with rope, you know.
How many sleighs do you think you've made in your lifetime?
Oh boy, I don't know. Really lots.
Just guess, like for sake?
Yeah, I would say maybe about 50.
50?
Not quite, maybe.
Maybe.
But I'll just say maybe 50.
How many pairs of snowshoes?
I wouldn't
you
say
made?
About that.
Too
many. More than 50.
You think close to 100?
Over that.
Oh, more than 100?
But I don't keep track of it, you know.
You know
since last 2 years.
So you know, quick. We can't keep up with orders no more.
Yeah, because too many want snowshoes and till we run out of that filling, you know. If you see that snowshoes back there, that filling, no caribou now, then we got stuck. Last 2 years, I didn't work on snowshoes at all. A lot of them ask for...
Give up now. A
lot of them.
They learn how to make their own. We can live forever. So we have snowshoe class for them to even try to
finish. Yeah, 2 years in row, huh?
Uh-huh, the university.
University. I try to train adults and everything, you know.
And they don't learn?
Just one quiet guy, huh?
Bob and Sandy try.
And they made it, I think. I helped them out.
Uh-huh.
I've never Bob done about that.
Uh-huh.
Bob told us about the snowshoes.
Yeah.
Those Indian boys, you know, trying to make one at the desk.
Well, they ask for snowshoes, but I'm not that...
Can I move this way a little bit? Can I move this just a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I just paint this one, that's all.
want to learn?
They didn't want to learn, I think.
Why do you think they didn't want to learn?
Well,
they just don't try.
They just don't try. You know,
when we try to make things, we make things. But if we never try, we'll be stuck. We don't know how to make them. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. We have to just try to learn how to make stuff. Things. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Marie, how many parkas do you think you've sold?
I never sold nothing, but I sold slippers and mitts and mucklucks and canvas boots and things like that.
How many mucklucks do you think you've sold?
I make about 6 a year.
6 a year? For how many years now?
For a long time, I tried to make less than 600 because I didn't get the tax.
600?
Less than 600. I just buy anything left what I want for house though.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that bed for my daughter.
Oh.
This year I bought sewing machine for her and I want to buy that disc for her too now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So you're going to buy a desk after the sewing
machine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the desk for the sewing machine?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Really?
I bought that sewing machine already this winter.
But
where did you find this rock?
That one is my uncle found it for me, Robert William, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He back where?
Back in John River? Up
in John River. That's why people used to get it. That's it. Way up there, you know.
How long have you had this rock?
Long time. We was five fighting, you know, and then we stay right on the river and he was just walking along the bars, you know. After work, I'm pretty sure he'll get this big rock. It was a pretty good sized rock. Would say it's about this round, you know. And he bring it to me. Because I was the only one that makes snowshoes and he wanted me to have it, I think. And I was glad. So, that's the fall. I really try make it. But I got stuck with it, and after a while we got onto it. You see, this is not quite red yet, and we could just put it on a fish lot again one more time. I don't know how it turned that way, but must be just eat that blood or something, you know. It's like stick maybe. So we just burn it with that blood, and then it just turned red.
Different color.
We got to put it in there two times. Yeah, and this is my sack. Good many times I take it off, but she make it. And when I work on snowshoes, I'll tell you that I'm feeling bomb. You know, just get dizzy, this life. Really.
Even me, when I feel too many, I start making mistake.
Yeah, I feel dizzy, this life, you know. Get work on two small things, you know.
Hard on
the
eyes too.
Yeah. That's the trouble I had when I worked on snowshoes. Yeah.
Now that you're not doing snowshoes, what do you usually do at home?
Well, after I quit, I started trap a little bit, you know. I don't like to steer. Once I start...
Price is good, so we give up on snowshoes.
For a while, you know, till they trap down, maybe I'll go back to the same way again. Well, whenever I want a dollar, maybe I'll just try. That's the way it is. Because it's good for us, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, if we didn't work any place, well, what we're going to do is look for birds, you know, make a couple of pairs of snowshoes, and that's a few dollars right there.
Uh-huh.
Good enough to eat or something.
Uh-huh.
That's why I want to keep up on it, but never get it wrong for a couple of years, though. You know, even in springtime, it's too hard to get birds around this Kaikuk River now after we had that fire. So what we did is, every time when we got chance, going up in Ullman River, way back there, a lot of good birds, no fire around. So we got lots of them back that way too one time. Huh? And we just haul it in, you know, with boat. And I got a couple down on top of the bank right now, but it's inside the snow. Yeah.
So when you're not trapping, what do you and Marie do at home when you're staying at the house?
Well, when there's completely no more trapping, well, we just stay around. Work on little things, not on snowshoes though, but we just work by ourselves mostly.
What
know.
Kinds of things?
After this time of the year is, like right now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to build boat. My younger brother, Philip, he bought lumber, plywood last fall, and he asked me if I could make it for him, but it was just hunting. Uh-huh. Hunting season was on that time. I didn't like to work on it. I tell him maybe
need wood for ourselves.
Yeah, that time. Mm-hmm. That's hard time to work is in fall time. So what I'll do right now after no more trapping and then maybe I'll start to build food.
Maybe April?
Yeah, April sometime.
Next month.
Yeah. I really like to take time to build it. Only trouble is hard to get boat lumber up here. No way, but it's sometimes fuel charter, you know. Uh-huh. They bring boat lumber for this guy. Because there's no big plane or anything that could bring stuff in.
Uh-huh. No barge.
We might have barge this year though, maybe. I'm not too sure, but they were talking about it.
Who would come?
Jerry Riley and his partner. You know him? He lives in Inanna.
Bud Smith?
Yeah, somewhere. I don't know who.
The name of that part is Husky Bart's name.
Yeah, it's Bud Smith. Bud Smith and Jerry Riley.
You know him?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I think what happened, however.
Yeah.
Who owned it more though? What?
Bud now, you know. But because Jerry Riley, poor guy, he keeps running up on rocks and
stuff. Oh. He do it like but, before?
Yeah, and he won't listen to anybody, you know. But you know Dementos, Claude Dementos, he's real good pilot.
Who?
Claude Dementos with Ramona. Oh, he really
Claude, knows. I heard yeah. about him. I see his picture.
Yeah, oh, he's a good pilot.
They hire that one.
No, he's got his own barge. You know?
Oh, yeah, he's got his own
his
from...
His whole family.
Yeah, and they talk about the river, you know, and old Jerry Riley, he won't listen to anybody.
He got it. Do his way.
Yeah.
That's the way, they said.
Gee, gets stuck.
Stuck? And he wrote to me, you know, I know him before. Uh-huh. I gave it to this office, and they said they got the same kind of letter, too. And yeah. They answer his letters if they want to, I guess. And only we could get big things is like that, I think, with barge, you know.
Yeah, you need a barge. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, he only did it 2 years, I think.
I heard about it, yeah.
He's getting to know the river more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stubborn guy, though.
They can make it up here if sandy water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
course,
right.
There's barge sticking up middle of the river.
Once you get once you get stuck up here with those metal bars, you know, iron bars or something, you'll never get them out because you know it just gets stuck on rock. But don't run, you can't turn the river. It's just sand, you know.
Yeah.
Just wash out, they say. But right around this river is hard. they gotta use high water, I guess.
Yeah. Springtime.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot
to
record.
Oh. You
erase
it off.
We'll erase that one.
Yeah, don't put it on. Yeah?
No, that's just between. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
We won't even listen to it.
That's the trouble with me. I don't like hard, you know. Hard for me. I gotta tell the truth what I see and what I heard. Because I don't lie, but some places maybe I didn't tell right at all. If that's not my fault though. I just listen that.
Yeah.
You see, that's what it is.
Yeah, people can.
But I see it. I would tell the truth. What was there, you know? But like when somebody tell me these stories, and I'm telling the stories to myself, on that one, yeah.
How did you get your snow go here?
How did we use it?
How did you, when you bought it, yeah.
Oh, they bought it with airplane.
Oh. Is that how everybody brings it?
Only plane bring everything in here. Mm. That make it worse for us, you know.
A little expensive.
Really expensive. after the sprint tear, take it over, and then it get worse. They got all small plane, and like we order a bit, as you order a bit, box spring, you know, family size. It stay in Fairbanks for how many months? Not 10.
I ordered it in August. 15.
August. And still over there. They got no way to bring it over.
So I turned it over to Alaska Legal.
Alaska Legal?
Yeah.
But what's that? I don't know what kind of guy.
What will they do?
Oh, he tried to help us to bring it over, you know. Trying to tell them to bring it over here. And I thought it's going to be easier if they ship it to Vettel's, you know. But it's still over there yet. Because if they sent it to Vettel's, we could go up with boat after breakup.
How long would it take to get to Vettel's by boat?
Oh, that's about 75 miles by river, but I'll tell you that's one of the swept places in Alaska, maybe. Huh. Really. A lot of people say it, you know, and we see it to ourselves. Above old Bells, gee, you can't go this long, even empty boat. One time we had, me and my girl, three of us went up, you know. And I got this, my friend's canoe down there, you know, outside canoe. How did they bring it down?
Oh, school kids.
They bring that canoe down and they tell me to watch it. They gave it to me. So what I did was going to haul it up with boat, you know, our boat. And I go about halfway, South Fork is about halfway, I think. I go that far and I just can't handle it anymore because my boat point is just going like this with current, you know. And I gotta hold that kicker really good because strong ripple, you know. And I gotta look way up in the front all the time. But that canoe was on the way. So what I did is I just take it off right there. I don't like to take chance with my family on that kind. Mm-hmm. I gotta watch it good, you know. So what I did is I ran into Kern, a lot of places where I didn't see good, you know. And kind of that canoe was on top of it. And just trying to go like this.
Huh.
And I didn't like to take a chance, so I take it off. And it's still on top of the bank. He never get it.
I didn't have to watch it no more.
Yeah.
Because I just worry about it. Uh-huh. Those kids might put it in water.
You know, right now it's different now. Long ago, when we was kids, we raced up in canoe. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Homemade canoe.
Everybody had same kind of canoe. Mm-hmm. And like any place we want to go, like for one night, we can use that canoe. Leave our stuff behind, and leave her some things in front. We stay overnight someplace. When we hunt rats, we use that canoe and pack it, make portage. Yeah. But right now, it's hardly anybody have canoe. I don't have nothing myself. I didn't want to do much. Because these canoe kids that grown up, you know, didn't use canoe before, and we don't like to let them go in canoe, you know. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
But how long would it take to go by boat up to Vettel's?
I would say it's about 7 hours maybe. Okay. 6 or 7 anyway.
How about to come up from Hughes?
Hughes is not too long, about 4 or 5. Go to river down that way.
Uh-huh.
Wider after you, the Old Man Creek, connect to Kaikuk River and get more wider down the blue, you know, and not too swift.
How about all the way from Kaikuk here to?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. I just go as far as Hughes, that's all.
Uh-huh.
I just go with plane down that way, that's all, to Huxley, you know. Uh-huh. But they say around Huxley is really good river, dead water, you know, no swift or nothing.
Uh-huh.
Good place to travel, they say. I heard about it lots.
If you had your choice to where you could go any place in the world that you wanted to go, any place in the whole world. You wouldn't have to worry about somebody else could pay for transportation, you know. And you could go and maybe either visit people or just go and do something there or see it or whatever you want to do. If you could had your choice to go anywhere that you wanted, where would you want to go?
Where I want to go? I would like to go to any place, I guess. Any place where I want to, like, my Huxley was my favorite, you know, for a long time. And we don't travel very much, as you know, just very often we go someplace.
We get worse when we quit drinking.
Yeah. A lot of people in here, you know, they all used to go to prayer banks for this carnival that's coming up pretty soon. Lots of them take off. We always stay around. Sometimes we travel to Hughes.
So Hughes might be your favorite place to
go? Oh, yeah. Any place. Like
this year, maybe.
Yeah. But we always go down that way most of the time.
What do you like about Hughes?
Well, this is our people live down there, half of it anyway, you know. Most of them come from right there. They just move down, you know, better living down there. And Huxley, the same way.
How is it better living?
Easy living, you know, a lot of fur or something like that. Easy way to make a living. Lots of fish in the summertime. Way better than up here. That's the count on living, you know. That's for us native people. Because we don't get much good fish up here. Really. We don't get much good eating fish. That's for sure.
They travel long ways.
Yeah, they travel long ways and they're poor. Sometimes there's no skin on it. On the head is worse. Because they travel on low water, you know. And every time we caught fish, you know, that's just good for dogs. Really. Yeah, that's the way it is up here. Well, that's the reason why they make those fish trap long ago, I think. You know, out of Lake Creek, you know, where we see that little pieces. That's the reason why they make that kind, I think, because you can get good fish in there, you know. But Game Warden is just closing up a lot of things, so can't keep up with old ways no more, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta change that.
Yeah. But that fish trap, that's all there. Somebody gotta learn though sometime, you know. That's really important. Because long ago they used to make a living in there all the time.
You fix up one.
Yeah, I fix one. Almost I make one. I could make it easy though, I think. Because I know how to start it. And this guy, how I find out is, one time Billy Berkman, you know, he's my grandpa. He told me to go with him with canoe, you know. We just travel in summertime. We go back and heard an Old Man River, little ways back, you know, mouth of Old Man River. And presented me. He never even said what we're going to do, you know. And presented he go tie his canoe right on the bank, you know. So I get off to him, I said, so he take axe off, big axe. He tell me to cut that tree down, you know, good tree. And what? He got all those hammer. Too bad you didn't see my hammer. You know, what I use for a snowshoe. Yeah, I tell you what I make it to. Yeah, wooden. And he tell me to cut that tree down. And I don't even know what he's going to make, you know. So I cut him down. And he got all the widths, you know. Always have some kind of this kind, this long widths, you know, but wider. Just wide, maybe. And just flat it on both sides on one end. So what I do is I always use my axe, like if I'm going to split this one right there and just put it, you know, I tell you to use it this way. So what I do is I just go like this and put this width where I put my axe in. Use that to split it. And he got all that kinds too, lots of them, you know. So I cut this tree. And we go across to the good bar, you know. He make fire. Tell me, he had pot, you know. Good white fish too. So he just cut that one and put it and boil it, you know. While I cook, you know, cook that fish. And he started to split that tree. split the whole thing, you know, narrow. We put him in his canoe. He had a big wooden canoe, good size one. He hauled him into camp and got it still split it yet. Some of them is narrow. Get it about this size, I guess. And some of them is, that's this round one is, this split it different too. Too bad I didn't have no willows. I will tell you what you mean. Like, for this ring, you know, the ones that go around, that kind, you gotta split it in half, just like this. Whole thing back, all the way, and that's how they turn, they make it round. I didn't tell you when I was back there, you know, you would see it, you know.
I saw it.
Yeah, But it looked like this, just like this, but you know, they crack it. Uh-huh. That's how they bend it. Yeah. I learned all that things, but too bad I didn't make it. I make this funnel though. Uh-huh. I make two that kind for less. That's different. They use funnel that's all on this.
Square.
Yeah, square one. But back there, it's just round though. Yeah, about this long thing. Funnel is about this long.
Uh-huh.
And this wide and point of it, you know, square. This is less winter time, less trap, different than this fish that coming out on river, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People used to make less trap up here too. That's different. And you could ask, you don't have time enough now. Henry William was the last one that make less trap, you know.
If you guys go to Hughes early, you guys will take pictures.
Yeah, Henry got one down Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy that was here yesterday and you just went out too fast. He's gone.
I talked to him.
You talked to him already? Oh, yeah, that's good. He'll be one of them. He'll show you guys what is less trap, you know.
He said he really had a good time when, you know, a while back.
Uh-huh.
When he would go out with you.
Yeah.
And you'd take your dog teams together and stuff.
Oh, you mean Henry William?
Yeah.
And but this one is here is from Hughes, you know.
Oh.
You know, you
oh,
bring
yesterday.
That. Yesterday.
Oh.
Here's the ones that make less trap down Hughes. Oh. This one for two, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Henry. Henry Bedis.
Oh, Henry Bedis. Okay.
Yeah.
Last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was here.
Yeah, I saw him here, but I wanted just to leave here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's the one that could show you where the less trap is. Yeah, they make less trap on the river too, on top of ice, you know. Right after freeze up, they would be around Thanksgiving or somewhere around.
Get a lot of lush in there.
Yeah. Lucky guys though. Very few people that caught those fish, I think. Because when they're lucky with it, I think. I make one myself. This once, that's a 1956. We were down the camp, you know. So we make one. It was good enough to eat in it. That's about all. But, you know, how it spoils, you got to keep watching it. A lot of times when you make it now and then ice start to drop down, you know, pure water. So sometimes on the bottom it twists, you see.
Mm.
And let's start to go through right there.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's all the stories I got, I think.
Okay.
Well, I just wonder, you said about, oh, you're talking about when you quit drinking?
Mm-hmm.
When did you quit drinking?
Before? I wouldn't know when, but it's going to be pretty close to 10 years, I think.
Uh-huh.
Why did you decide to quit drinking?
Well, I was just taking too much.
We don't get along.
Yeah, taking too much.
We can't hate each other.
Yeah.
Really?
We just can't get...
We're not like that when we're sober, but that's just drinking problems. We had adopted daughter too.
Mm-hmm. And this
ruined our life, we just don't talk about it. We shouldn't even be like that when we got our daughter growing up right by us.
And their parents don't drink? I started to think about it ahead of time though, because even I drink, you know, I don't like to let her see us, you know, when we drink. It started to hurt my feelings, because their parents don't drink, you know. And she came from good persons, and here we are, we're drinking. And that's a hard thing to do. And we quit. I quit around 10 years ago, pretty close to 10 years, I think.
You quit at the same time?
No. I quit drinking beer about over a year, maybe.
She take one can beer with her friend, you know.
Yeah,
just don't get drunk, or just a little bit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
I try to keep myself away from whiskey though. But beer. I just think, what I'm doing? What if we start heavy again? Because I still drink beer, even he don't drink. I might as well quit that two can beer or one can beer. Don't do good for me. We might just start again sometime if I keep doing that. So it's just
quick. Right. Ah, what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Picture,
you gotta take pictures.
Beginning with number one.
Tess is the one.
How do you say?
Tess is the one. Which Whitefish one? Lake.
Mm-hmm. And number two.
Tatochtatlin.
And that's hill with trail right over it. Is that what it means?
Oh.
He's just guessing how to spell it, so.
I can't pronounce it. Maybe he will. How can I do it? Ten dance, look, go, who is he?
Which are done at the dance town?
That's
right.
Yes,
that's
onion.
Try onion.
Which are done at the dance town? That means, you know, trail right over the hill. Which are done at the dance town? Totok Datlinton. Totok Datlinton.
And that's lake that spills into the river.
Yes.
And four, Fishnet Lake.
Tabilka. Tabilka.
And five.
What do you call?
That's Old Man River.
Oh, Banal Kaka. Ah, Konutna. Onutna, that's Old Man River.
Mm-hmm. And then six, mouth of Lake Creek.
Bendanadli Kaka. And way back there is that,
Grandma's
Grave. Yeah, Chukal Kawa.
Uh-huh. That's great, thank you. Uh-huh.